sister is too little to pick up her toys by herself. She really needs help. I guess I'll have to do it.
That's a great way to help your sister, and it's a great way to show the love of Jesus. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well too. As always, my name is Zach. One way to show you love someone is to help them do something that they can't do on their own. One example of that is what Jesus did for you. He knew you couldn't pay the penalty for your sins on your own, so he paid them himself by dying on the cross. Listen to the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 5. God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Let's listen to our story now. It's entitled Picking Up a Mess. Peyton, Avery, Dad called up the stairs. Dinner is ready. Please pick up your toys and then come eat. Peyton quickly put her dolls in a basket, then put the basket high on the shelf and ran downstairs. Avery, who was 5 years younger, couldn't quite reach the shelf to put her dolls away or lift the heavy lid to the toy chest. She eventually gave up and went to eat. The next morning at breakfast, Avery began singing Jesus Loves Me. Usually, Peyton loved listening to Avery sing and would clap along, but today she just quietly listened. "What's on your mind, kiddo?" Dad asked. Peyton frowned. "Well, I know that Jesus died on the cross to take away sins, but I guess I don't really understand how that shows he loves me." Dad thought for a moment. "Yesterday I asked you and Avery to clean the playroom, remember?" Peyton shrugged. "Yeah, but what does that have to do with anything?" "Well," Dad replied, "Avery can't put her toys away herself, so I want you to pick them up for her."
"But that's not fair," said Peyton. "She's the one who made the mess."
"You're right. She is the one who made the mess. But no matter how hard she tries, it's impossible for her to clean it up. She needs help." Dad paused. "Jesus shows us his love in the same way." Peyton furrowed her eyebrows. "By picking up our mess?" Dad nodded. "We're the ones with a huge mess of sin in our lives. Do you think it's fair for Jesus to clean it up? Jesus didn't sin. He didn't make our mess, but he also knew we could never get rid of it ourselves. So because he loves us, he died and rose again to do what we couldn't, to take our sins away."
"So you're saying I can show Avery I love her by picking up her toys because she can't do it herself, just like Jesus shows me he loves me by taking away my sin because I can't do it myself?"
Dad smiled. "You got it." As Avery continued to sing, Peyton smiled and began to clap along. Well, how about you? Have you ever made a mess you couldn't clean up? The Bible says our lives are like that. We've gotten ourselves into a mess of sin, and it's impossible for us to get out of it ourselves. But Jesus loves us so much that he died on the cross to take away our sin, and you can only get out of sin's mess by trusting in him. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, first get your parents' permission and then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is Romans 5:8.
"But God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us."
And our key thought for today, Jesus takes away our sin. You can check out the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. Just search for Keys for Kids on your app store. You can also listen to music made just for you on Keys for Kids Radio and discover more stories like Down Gilead Lane and Red Rock Mysteries. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me today on listener-supported Keys for Kids.